Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 1, King Sudyumna becomes a woman. Text 19 onwards until 33. There are no purports, we'll read the text. Nishamya tadvachastasya Bhagavan Prapitamaha Hotir Vatikramam Gyatva Babase Ravinandanam. Translation. The most powerful great-grandfather Vasishtha, after hearing these words of Manu, understood the discrepancy on the part of the priest. Thus he spoke as follows to the son of sun god. Etat sankalpa vaishamyam hotu te vabicharataha tatapi sadyeshe te suprajastvam svatejasa. Translation. This discrepancy in the objective is due to your priest's deviation from the original purpose. However, by my own prowess, I shall give you a good son. Evam vyavasito rajan bhagavan sa maha yashaha astaushid adipurusham Ilaya pumstva kamyaya. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, after the most famous and powerful Vasishtha made this decision, he offered prayers to the Supreme Person Vishnu to transform Ila into a male. Tasme kamavaram tushto Bhagavan Harir Ishwaraha tadav Ila bhavatena sudhimuna purusha rishabha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, being pleased with Vasishtha, gave him the benediction he desired. Thus, Ila was transformed into a very fine male named Sudyumna. So, Ekada Maharaj, Vicharan Mrigayam Vane, Vrita Katipaya Matayor, Ashvam Aruhya Saindavam, Pragrihya Ruchiram Chapam, Saramsa Paramad Bhutan Damsito Anugram Viro Jagamsa Disham Uttaram. Translation. O King Parikshit, that hero Sudyumna, accompanied by a few ministers and associates and riding on a horse brought from Sindhu Pradesh, once went into the forest to hunt. He wore armor and was decorated with bows and arrows, and he was very beautiful. While following the animals and killing them, he reached the northern part of the forest. Sukumaravanam meror adishtat pariveshaha yatraste bhagavan charvo ramamanaha sahomaya. There in the north, at the bottom of Mount Meru, is a forest known as Sukumara, where Lord Shiva always enjoys with Uma. Sudyumna entered that forest. Tasmin pravishta eva sau sudyumnaha paraviraha apashyat sriyam atmanam asvam cha vadvam nrupa. O King Parikshit, as soon as Sudyumna, who was expert in subduing enemies, entered the forest, he saw himself transformed into a female and his horse transformed into a mare. Tatatad anuga sarve atmalinga viparyayam drishtra vimanaso abhutvan vikshamana parasparam. When his followers also saw their identities transformed and their sex reversed, they were all very morose and just looked at one another. Sri Rajo vacha katam yevam guno dishaha kena vu va bhagavata kritaha prashnam yenam samakshakshva param kautuhalam hinaha. Maharaj Parikshit said, O most powerful Brahmana, why was this place so empowered and who made it so powerful? Kindly answer this question, for I am very eager to hear about this. Shishuka vacha ekata girisham drashtum suvrataha disho vithimira vasaha kurvantaha samupagaman. Sukadeva Goswami answered, great saintly persons who strictly observed the spiritual rules and regulations and whose own effulgence dissipated all the darkness of all directions once came to see Lord Shiva in that forest. Tan Viloki Ambika Devi Vivasa Vridhita Brisham Barturankhat Samuttaya Nirimash Ataparyadat. When the goddess Ambika saw the great saintly persons, she was very much ashamed because at that time she was naked. She immediately got up from the lap of her husband and tried to cover her breast. Rishayo api tayor vikshaya prasangam ramamanayo nivrutaha prasyustasman naranarayanashramam. Seeing Lord Shiva and Parvati engaged in sexual affairs, all the great saintly persons immediately desisted from going further and departed for the ashrama of Naranarayana. Tadidam Bhagavan Aha Priyaya Priyakamyaya Stanam Ya Pravishat Yetad Savai Yosit Bhavediti. Thereupon, just to please his wife, Lord Shiva said, any male entering this place shall immediately become a female. Text 33. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Since that time, no male had entered that forest. But now King Sudyumna, having been transformed into a female, began to walk with his associates from one forest to another. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.22 it is said, Vasamsi jirnani yata vihaya navani grihnati naro aparani tatha sarirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi. As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. The body is just like a dress, and here this is proved. Sudyumna and his associates were all male, which means that their souls were covered by male dress. But now they became female, which means that their dress was changed. The soul, however, remains the same. It is said that by modern medical treatment, a male can be transformed into a female and a female into a male. The body, however, has no connection with the soul. The body can be changed, either in this life or next. Therefore, one who has knowledge of the soul and how the soul transmigrates from one body to another does not pay attention to the body, which is nothing but a covering dress. Pandita Samadarshina, such a person sees the soul, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is Samadarshi, or a learned person. Therefore, very important sentence, one who has knowledge of the soul and how the soul transmigrates from one body to another does not pay attention to the body, which is nothing but a covering dress. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Satarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithyananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for inviting me to give the Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is a long series of very important events, each of which has its own deep significance. And Srila Prabhupada as ever, skips many slokas and then comments on a sloka where he has the opportunity to once again remind us that our first job at hand is to realize we are not the body, we are spirit soul. It is not such a simple thing to even theoretically understand. Forget factually realizing, or not forget, what to speak of factually realizing. Material energy is extraordinarily complicated. Trillions and trillions and trillions of Brahmas, an untold number of sages and yogis and great materialistic scientists who are in other planets, not here. These are very ordinary scientists. All of them have for untold eons endeavored birth after birth to understand the material energy, and they have not succeeded. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Therefore, I have no claims to understanding anything about how matter works, much less how spirit exists, and much less Srimad Bhagavatam, which is about the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But certain things are clear, that Sudyumna was originally born as a daughter because of the contrary desires of Manu's wife. The entire thing shows actually how in the material world contradictory purposes can work. And so things can go in any way you want, you know, that we do not anticipate. As such, Manu's wife was not supposed to contradict his desires. But somehow she instructed the priest that she desired a daughter. And the bodies are obtained according to one's desire. Nothing is accidental. So whichever soul that actually came inside that body, you know, it is karmana daivanetrena. The Supreme Lord has judged that that soul should have a female body. And that means that those desires were still there. And somehow, even though I was converted into a prince, Sudyumna, still that those desires had to be fulfilled. And it was so arranged that he got actually the body of the female, once again. It is not possible for products of Kali Yuga like me to understand the distinction between the male body and the female body. Because if one is a Sudra like me, which is also a higher qualification for me, an animal who is slowly trying to come to maybe the Sudra platform, I can have no pretension to think that even materially, you know, I'm any different. Sudras and the Sriya, Sudras, Sriyas, Vaishyas, Tata, even the Vaishyas, they are not capable of factually going beyond the bodily concept. Kshatriyas certainly understand to a great extent they're not the body. But still they're highly mixed in the mode of passion. Just like Karna was. Was it Karna? I think, yeah, it was Karna who went to... was it
was it Karna? I think he took in the form of a Brahmana. He went to learn about how to do some Astra Prayog. And the Guru once was sleeping on his lap. And it's called Kulavi in Tamil. Kulavi is much bigger than a bee. He's a very big guy. And he came and he started, biting into his thigh. And he went inside and torrents of blood was coming. But Karna did not move because he thought his teacher, should not get up, just be disturbed. After some time the blood wetted the hairs of the sage. I think it was Drona, isn't it? Wasn't it Drona? He was learning Brahmastra. Huh? Parasuram, now I remember. So then what happened? Parasurama woke up because of the wet blood and he said, "What's happening?" And he said, "This thing had come and bit my thing." And he said, "Why didn't you wake me up?" And he said, "Oh, I didn't want to disturb. Why did you get up?" So I said, "I didn't want to move because I didn't want you to be disturbed." And Parasuram said, "You can't be a Brahmana. Brahmana cannot withstand this kind of pain. Tell me, in fact, who are you?" Then he accepted that he was actually son of us, this thing. But he said, "You must be a Kshatriya. It's not possible for you." And then I think he cursed him, saying that you shall, when the time comes, you shall forget it, or whatever it is. A long time ago, I've read this story. So the point is that extraordinary capacities for going beyond the body. The Brahmanas are factually Brahman realized. Brahmana yo Brahma janati. Factually Brahman realized. And in one morning walk, Srila Prabhupada said that in the Vedic times, you have to be a Brahmana to receive first initiation. You have to be Brahman realized to even begin devotional service. And the same thing is said by Krishna. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. But the process, the Vaishnava process, Gaudiya Vaishnava process in particular, according to Panchanatrika Vidhi, is something very powerful. And so we become Vaishnavas. And it's a powerful process. And then, you see, we are able to actually come to the platform of actually feeling relief from all sinful life. You see, so that we can actually engage in devotional service. But still, the material qualification of being a Brahmana has to be factually acquired by coming to the platform of goodness. And there is no possibility to understand even the modes of goodness. By the way, it's 8:10. What time should the class stop? 8:30, including questions and answers. I see. So, one has to come to the platform of pure goodness, and modes of material nature are like, one level below Pradhana, Mahatattva. And I can't even see the gross elements, Panchabhutas, you see. And we see actually marble and wood and glass and cotton. This is not a proper platform to come to the platform of goodness. We actually have no hope. But the process by which actually we overcome the modes of material nature, that is also given in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam cha yo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevata. By intense devotional service, we should actually transcend the modes of material nature. Tivrena bhakti yogena ajeta purushamparam. This intense devotional service is also a great secret. It cannot be arbitrarily assumed. I'll become a book distributor and I'll intensely book distribute books. It's all right. But that's not an intensity that can be sustained if it is on that platform. So there is a distinction between seva and prabhudatta seva. We will not go into that. But this material nature is so complicated that Sujumna's desire was there and the body transformed. So, whatever desire is there, according to which the material energy can be changed. That is obviously, Prabhupada says it's proven. Proven in the sense it's empirically demonstrated. He actually became. Just like Prabhupada says that the fact that brain is not the source of consciousness is proven because, what is his name? Daksha. He changed his head. His head was changed, but he was still in the same consciousness and he could offer brilliant prayers even though he was at the head of a goat. You see? So Prabhupada says that it's proven that consciousness doesn't come from the brain. But what is consciousness is also not so easy to understand. Most people, if you ask them, do you perceive consciousness, they'll say yes. But this is not consciousness. And the actual consciousness, if you can perceive, that is a symptom of the soul. That's not still the soul. These are very, very deep points. You see. And materialistic people, as Srila Prabhupada says, the materialistic demonar, Prabhupada will say, these guys, they have a very deep understanding how material energy can fulfill your desires, how it can be transformed. And because they are sarvakama, unlimited desires, they have the gall or the daring to think that they can manipulate this matter and enjoy, you see. That's the asura trait, that fearlessness. You know, they're also heroic, but in a little bit of a foolish way. And it's just like, you know, the baby, when the mother is not there, the baby is trying to pull this down, that down. The baby has no concept that, oh, if I take this toy, all other toys might tumble down and they'll fall on my head, I might die. No. He's just interested in that one toy and he has got a fantastic capacity to watch the mother. And when the mother has even a 1 second of an alteration in conscious attention, he would do it. Infants have mystical power for doing mischief. If you carefully watch, you'll see that they know what they want to do. At least for 1 or 2 hours, they bide their time. And no mother has ever successfully stopped a baby from doing mischief. They should know, you know. So, such, you know, mentality they have, and they do it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, they know not. And so, this ability to understand, I'm not the body, I'm spirit soul, it's not a simple thing. It's like Prabhupada says that, even according to modern science, all the cells are changing. And, you know, therefore, even when the body is physically completely different, we still say I'm the same person, therefore I'm not the body, I'm soul. But one can ask that this is an old Greek problem that if you go and you say this is a river, the river is a body of water, and that water is changing constantly. So that forget 7 years, cells are changing. A river probably in the course of a minute or two, the water is completely different from what it was 2 minutes ago. Still we say it's the same river. So what, does river have a soul? Then what is a river? If it's not the water, what is the river? Is it, you follow the question? No, you. You follow the question? You didn't follow the question? Why not? My English is possible to follow. Then why you didn't follow the question? I'm saying, Srila Prabhupada says that cells are changing in once in 7 years. So even according to medical science, Jaya Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jaya, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmanwan ki jaya. Even according to medical science, body cells have changed. It's not the same physical body. But still we say, I'm the same person, therefore it means I'm not the body, I'm soul. You know that argument, right? So now there's another argument that it's a 2000 year old problem too, in Greek thought, to modern thought. And tons of people have weighed in on this. That even for a river, the water is constantly changing. So that after a few minutes you can say, it's not the same water constituting the river. You follow? So if the water is constantly changing but it's still the same river, then does the river have a soul? Are you following the question now? It's an interesting question or not? And if you cannot answer this question, you cannot claim that you understood Prabhupada's analogy. Prabhupada answers this question in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in teachings of Srimad Narada to Vyasadeva. But this problem is an open, unsolved problem for 2000 years in Western thought. I'm not going to go into that solution. And at least I just want to alert you that if somebody is very well educated, he might strip you up with this question when you go to distribute books. Then what are you going to say? Either you have to say that what we thought as soul is wrong argument, or you have to say that rivers also has soul. This can be applied to anything, tree, table, everything. So this question Prabhupada knows the answer. So we have to understand that example of Prabhupada by understanding something else that he said in the first canto. Therefore Prabhupada said that we are not like parcel service, but we distribute books, and if people ask what is in the book, we say we don't know. Parcel service man gives you a parcel, you ask him, what is this? He'll say, I don't know, I'm delivering the parcel, you open it and see it. We can't say that. So Srila Prabhupada said, but my followers should read my books like lawyers read law books. But we cannot, by our own mental exertions, understand the book. So that's why I'm saying it's a very, very deep process. But one more point that I'm not sure is, this is like a 15-minute flight from Heathrow to, what is some other airport here? There's another airport here in London, isn't it? What is it called? Gatwick. So if you had a flight from Heathrow to Gatwick, you don't even have time to cruise and you have to land. So now I have to land in a few minutes. So we'll just point out some points, okay, each of which actually deserves elaboration. But the more very important point is that why was Sudyumna morose? You see? Because as a Kshatriya, he was Brahman realized. It's a very, very interesting story. I don't know which Purana it is. I think Shiva Purana. There was a great devotee of the Lord Shiva called Simantini. And once two Brahmin boys who were about 18, they went to see her. She was a great queen and she was great devotee of Lord Shiva. And they wanted to impress her and praise Lord Shiva in front of her and get some riches. And they went as husband and wife, as a poor couple, Brahmin couple. They thought for some weird reason they'll get more money that way, whatever it is. Simantini was so powerful that she could understand that they were actually two Brahmin boys. And simply by her mind, she said, okay, so that boy who acted as a girl can be a girl. And she was so powerful that that boy started becoming a female right then. And he didn't know that. So they collected all the money and they were going back to the forest. And suddenly the boy started, the acting very female and shy and looking at him with sideward glances. The other boy said, you don't have to do all that now. We are done now. We got all the money. And then he said, no. And then slowly he said, no, I'm changing. And, you know, and then he became actually a female in a matter of short time. And they both stopped and they became shocked how this happened. And this person started crying because he said, I'm no longer Brahman realized. That's a very important part of the story. If I have understood it, and I'm not so qualified to understand such stories, but I'm just blah blah like a fool repeating it. So, the main point is that he lost his knowledge because that body brought him down. Just like if you are a pilot, but if you are given a bicycle, you cannot express your capacity as a pilot because you are given only a bicycle. But this is possible only if someone is on the Brahman platform. That's why I said only when you come to the Brahmana stage, or at least Kshatriya stage, you can begin to distinguish between male and female bodies. If I'm a Sudra, which I am, but please don't tell outside the class to everybody, and I cannot claim that I'm different from a female. Because sada sokaiti iti Sudra. Sudra means always lamenting for what he has got and what he doesn't have. He is always lamenting for what he has got, and he is also always lamenting for what he does not have. This is Sudra. But Brahmana is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, is always blissful. Well, a Brahmin is not an ordinary person, extraordinary person. And so when we become a Vaishnava, you know, we have to transcend. But it depends on, you know, how well the mercy, how you get a Prabhudatta Seva that just occupies your existence. Okay, we won't talk about that either. So Sudyumna, despite being such an advanced great hero and male, he must have realized that, you know, his body is now weighing on him. And therefore he became morose. And all the people who were with him, soldiers, were also Kshatriyas. They were not ordinary personalities. They were directly with the king, going on a hunting. It must be very high-class Kshatriyas. We don't even have concept of such things. Even when I was young, in the 50s, 1950, that's almost, you know, more than half of a century ago. I'm 64 now, so when I was 50, it's a long time ago. 7 years old, I was in the 50s. The Brahmanas were very, very powerful. And before that time, my father's time, the turn of the last century, they were even more powerful. They were so powerful, I'll just give one small story. So, you know, the British people, you know the British? Oh, I am in London. So the British people, they used to publish a gazette. In that gazette, they will, you know, they had some lot of good qualities. You see, the Westerners have a lot of good qualities. I was just reading a book on infinitesimal. It's a mathematical idea. And they were saying that the church was battling the idea of infinitesimal theologically as early as 1360. And the meeting of, I think the period was 1360, if not 15th, one of the two. And there were Jesuit meetings, and the minutes of those meetings are even now available in Vatican. Minutes of the meeting. 800 years. A very good record keeping, you know, they have culture, they have. Especially the Europeans and British. So, you know, these are all some very Vaishnava qualities too, proper, you know. I had proposed long time ago to the DBC, that in every temple we should have in the temple room a big notebook. You know, Sankhya is going, so maybe it'll happen. A big notebook. It should be about this big. It should have at least 300-400 pages, you know. We should special order it if possible for each temple. And it should be put in a glass case, open onto today's date, and it should be locked. And in every temple president, every night, should write what happened in the temple that night. Which devotees came, which devotees went, what happened. So that there is a diary. This diary is there in most Vishnu temples in India. I think it's a very good thing to have. What do you think? It's a very, every temple will have. Otherwise we have so many temples, so much history already has flown by. Who knows? You know. So, you see, it is like that. Sometimes I go to Bombay temple, they ask who is he, you know, although I was 6 years temple president there, nobody knows, I'm gone, you know. So it's like that. And it's amusing, devotees are changing, but we should have a history. So, in any case, the point was that Gazette history, I remember reading, what happened in the 1850-1860 Gazette I once read. And I went to the library, my Chennai library, government library. And what happened is that the British depended a lot on the Brahmins for administering justice. And once there was a story of a guy who had come from Kashi, Benares, to Chennai, which is 2,000 miles. And he had given his money to a local rich man or something. Whatever it is, or he had taken loan from a local rich man saying money is coming, and he was himself a rich fellow who was traveling on holy pilgrimage, and that local rich man brought him to court saying that he has not paid me this money. This man, they didn't speak the same language, and the judge did not know either language. That man spoke probably Hindi and this man spoke Tamil, and he did not know either, and nobody there spoke Hindi in Chennai in those days. And so it was very difficult to understand what he was saying, whether he gave or he was gesticulating. So then finally he asked him somehow, he said, in the marketplace I gave him the money and there were so many people that watched and I gave him back the money. So then they finally asked him, was there at least a Brahmana anywhere in sight? He said, yes, there was a Brahmana. He heard what I was saying. So they then put a dandora. This was such and such a date, there was a Brahmana, this foreign fellow was there, blah, blah. So finally, after a few days, a Brahmin case turned up at the court and he said, I'm the one, I heard, I remember I was there. So then the judge asked, he was a Tamil fellow, but he knew. So he doesn't know that language either. So the judge asked him, what did he say? And this was few months before in the marketplace, he was just passing by. And the Brahmin did not know the language, but he reproduced the exact sound. He heard Shruti Dara. And then someone who knew the language said, yeah, this means that, he said, I'm returning it, your money and whatever it is. And the judgment was given on that basis, and that's noted in the Gazette. So Brahmins are, you know, it's extraordinary consciousness. It's not ordinary consciousness. And we are given a chance as devotees to actually transcend the bodily consciousness. But there are many angas to devotional service, many of which we may not know or care for, but it is buddhi yoga. Great intelligence is required. Krishna gives that buddhi, but we have to do intense devotional service. That's the only way you can overcome the material nature. And we can become factual brahmanas. Otherwise, like Hindu brahmanas, we also become caste brahmanas. I'm in the movement for 6 months, and now I'm this dasa, that dasa. I'm in the movement for 1 year, now I'm brahmana, like that. But to become factually a brahmana, well, who am I to say? So therefore I just showed that even to understand what is a soul, which is the first step to becoming a Brahma Bhuta, we have to do a lot. It's time, 8:30, crying. I stop.